RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomes Saudi Arabian King Salman at Halim Airport. Indonesia becomes a model to face the world current situation. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud at the Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport in Jakarta Wednesday. Based on Antara's observation at the airport, the King's aircraft landed at approximately 12:45 p.m. local time. After greeting the King, President Joko Widodo then got into his car and headed for the Bogor Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java. King Salman and the President boarded separate cars. Several government officials also present alongside President Widodo to greet the King, including Deputy Foreign Minister A.M. Fahir, Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya, Governor of DKI Jakarta Basuki Cahayapurnama, Commander of the Jayakarta Military Force Major General Jaswandi, and Jakarta Police Chief Inspector General M. Iriawan. People have also gathered to welcome the King as they enthusiastically await the custodian of the two holy mosques by the VIP garden, waving their hands while some of them were heard reciting takbir and salawat. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to offer King Salman a tour of the Bogor Palace following their arrival. They will also hold a bilateral meeting and witness the signing of several memorandum of understanding. As the biggest population country in the Southeast Asia with a Muslim majority population, Indonesia has a strategic role in the international community. For France, that is part of European Union society, Indonesia plays an important role in the continuity of regional security. In a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta Tuesday, February 28, the French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said that his mission to visit Indonesia is not only for the preparation for the French president's visit, but also to show that Indonesia can be a role model of diverse cultures and religions that currently becomes hot issue in the world.
Et qui est aussi un pays qui est une référence. Un pays musulman dans sa majorité, mais qui,
being a role model state, the Muslim majority population country, all communities live together with different religions. Indonesia can be a role model for us to face the current situation and hot issues.
Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault added that the French president is scheduled to come to Indonesia on March 29 to follow up cooperation that has been discussed previously. According to Minister Zhang, with the better bilateral ties of both countries, it is expected the cooperation will continue a bigger cooperation among the ASEAN Economic Community and European Union. At the largest and most influential state in Southeast Asia, Indonesia plays an important role in the region. Therefore, France held a diplomatic mission to increase cooperation in many sectors with Indonesia. in a special interview with the Voice of Indonesia in Noble House, Jakarta, Tuesday, the French Foreign Affairs Minister Jean-Marie Ayrault said that his visit is to make a preparation for the French President's state visit to Indonesia in the near future. Besides, France will follow up the Paris Climate Change Agreement. I come to Indonesia to prepare the visit of French President François Hollande on March 29, and to follow up the existing cooperation, such as the sustainable development where Indonesia is committed with the Paris Agreement to boost renewable energy use by utilizing renewable energy in outer islands. The French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault added that the French president's visit to Indonesia is part of his state visit to several ASEAN member countries with the main mission and strengthening cooperation of European Union in the region. After visiting Indonesia, the French foreign minister will continue to his visit to Australia. President Joko Widodo reminds the expiration of the tax amnesty policy on March 31, 2017. In the final stage of socialization, titled Farewell Tax Amnesty in Jakarta Tuesday, President Joko Widodo said there is still time for 1 month to people who have not participated in the program. The president added that the government has repeatedly stated that the remission of tax or tax amnesty will no longer be conducted in line with the world's commitment in implementing the era of the data openness in 2018. In this regard, the president explained that the commitment would be effective in June 2018. In addition, the president also hoped that the repatriation of funds from abroad that have been reported can be used to increase investment activity in order to enhance economic development in the country. The tax amnesty program has been conducted in the last 8 months. This March is the last month of the program. This is my last opportunity to remind you, because now the Ministry of Finance is preparing draft regulations for taxpayers who do not participate or join the tax amnesty. Once again, I repeat my guarantee that the national situation is secured and conducive. Therefore, I expect the repatriation of funds and domestic funds that have been reported to be invested immediately. Until February 27, 2017, tax amnesty policy has managed to collect revenues with the amount of up to 112 trillion rupiah, while total assets which disclosed reached 4,413 trillion rupiah, with a statement of assets delivered to more than 700,000 letters. More than 600,000 registered taxpayers utilized the tax amnesty policy. President Joko Widodo expressed gratitude to all those who have supported the government so that the tax amnesty policy run successfully. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. At the limited cabinet meeting in Jakarta Tuesday, President Joko Widodo stressed the importance of maintaining the economic growth in Central Java by developing industry and agriculture. The president called on ministers also to pay attention to the development of transportation. Some transportation lines that got the attention of president to be developed in Central Java, including Trans-Java toll roads, double railway line, expansion of Ahmad Yani Airport, and the development of the Tanjung Emas Port. To support industry, agriculture, and tourism in Central Java, I as related minister and the governor of Central Java to pay attention to several things. First is the acceleration of infrastructure development for transportation, Trans-Java toll roads, double railway line, expansion of Ahmad Yani Airport, the development of the port of Tanjung Mas, and the logistic transportation lines which are integrated to the port. The president stressed the development acceleration at industrial estate in Kendal, Central Java. According to him, the industrial estate must be an integrated industrial zone as one of the motors of economic growth. Therefore, the president asked the ministry and regional government to prepare the development of the industry from all sides, such as license, employment, connectivity, and transportation. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi met her French counterpart Jean-Marc Ayrault in Jakarta Tuesday. In a joint press conference after the meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi said the visit of the French foreign minister is aimed at preparing the visit of the French President François Hollande at the end of this month. Retno Marsudi said the visit is a historical event after the last visit of the French president 30 years ago. In the meeting, the foreign ministers talked on improvement of economic cooperation. The two memorandum of understanding were signed on the visit of the French minister.
Dan penandatanganan kerja dua kerjasama yang baru saja.
One agreement of cooperation is on the topic of diplomatic education and training. The second agreement is on the topic of outer space activities. The agreements could improve the good Indonesia-France relation. Minister Retno Marsudi further explained, the meeting also discussed French support for the licenses that have been granted by the European Union for the timber and timber products from Indonesia. Both foreign ministers also discussed the likely similar license for Indonesian palm oil products. The meeting also discussed the relations between Indonesia and Europe, among others, the settlement of the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, which becomes the Indonesia's priority. The last item, French Institute in Indonesia held an architecture exhibition themed A Vision for the Sensual City, designed by French architects Jacques Ferrier at Nobel House, Jakarta, on February 28, 2017. The exhibition presented a number of Jacques Ferrier works, such as designs and pictures that he has created. In a press conference on the sidelines of the exhibition, he said that the idea of sensual city came in 2010 when he was chosen to design the French pavilion in Shanghai.
In fact, this vision of sensual city was born in 2010 when I was chosen to be the designer for the French pavilion in the World Expo in Shanghai. Shanghai Expo, its motto was Better City, Better Life. So I thought about this idea of what is the green city, what is the sustainable city designed for? Obviously, there are technical issues to spare energy, to have better materials. But I think as architects and urban planners, we need to give more and to think about the city as a place where you have a pleasure to live in, a place of culture, a place of civilization.
Jacques Ferrier, who designed Reflect Philosophy from the architecture agency he led to create the sustainable architecture and city for the people. His urban humanism vision tends to define urban design that could answer people's hope that longing for togetherness. The vision included in a concept of the city architecture that can be seen on the French Pavilion in Shanghai and Grand Paris Express Future Station project. Jacques is an architect who has made many works and writing various articles about architecture that published in France and many other countries. Listener, that was the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled King Salman's Tour. At an age which is no longer young, 81 years old, King Salman bin Abdul Aziz ascended the throne in January 2015. 2 years later, in late February and in March 2017, the king embarked on a goodwill tour to Asia and Jordan. The visit with quite a large group certainly is not just for pleasure. The ASEAN tour began in Malaysia from February 26 until 28. Malaysia welcomed King Salman with a red carpet, a salvo, and he was picked up by the Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak before bilateral business meetings. The significance of this visit is a Saudi Arabian oil company Aramco investment estimated at $7 billion. During the visit to Malaysia, the king brought a delegation of 600 people. In a larger group consists of 1,500 people, 10 ministers and 25 princes, King Salman continued his tour to Indonesia starting today, March 1st to 9th. The visit is of a special significance for Saudi Arabian relations with Indonesia. The last Saudi monarch's visit to Indonesia was made by King Faisal in 1970. No wonder, Indonesia warmly welcomed the arrival of King Salman and his entourage. President Joko Widodo personally welcomed the important guest just as King Salman welcomed him during his visit to Saudi Arabia in September 2015. The King's agenda while in Indonesia, among others, holding a bilateral meeting at the Bogor Palace, delivering a speech in the House of Representatives and praying at Istiqlal Mosque. No less than 10 MOUs will be signed by the two parties in the fields of infrastructure, investment, tourism, and others. The Saudis' investment is expected to reach $25 billion. The visit to Indonesia will conclude with a tour in the island resorts of Bali for 5 days before leaving the country on March 9. King Salman then will continue the tour with a visit to Brunei Darussalam on 10 to 11 March, then headed to two East Asian countries, Japan and China, but the latter has not been confirmed, although the country has been included in the King Salman schedule. Maldives in South Asia will be the place where the King and his entourage will spend the longest time. According to Reuters, the King will enjoy the resort in the Indian Ocean archipelago for 2 weeks before finally heading to Jordan to meet with leaders of the Arab countries at the end of March. In the series of visits, Saudi Arabia planned to invest in various fields. This cannot be separated from Saudi Arabian 2030 vision, a reform initiated by the Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This vision encourages Saudi Arabia to diversify economic resources beyond oil and gas, such as services and tourism, as well as modernize the people. Saudi does not want to lag behind neighboring countries such as Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, which are no longer dependent on oil. For Indonesia, this is an important moment in opening investment opportunities and markets in the Middle East. That was commentary for today. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to our regular segment of Today in History. A regular segment which brings back people and events from the past and tells their histories. Let's begin with general attack on March the 1st to the city of Yogyakarta. March the 1st, general offensive was the attack which took place on March the 1st, 1949, to the city of Yogyakarta, which was also the temporary capital of Indonesia. The attack carried out on a large scale, which planned and prepared by the highest ranks of the military in Java regions at the time. The essence of the general strike was to prove to the world that the Indonesian Armed Forces, also means the Republic of Indonesia, still exists. The existence of the Indonesian Armed Forces can strengthen Indonesia's position in the negotiations which are ongoing in the United Nations Security Council. Previously, the city of Yogyakarta paralyzed and fell into the hands of the Netherlands. President Sukarno was hostage by the Dutch. The attacks, which was committed under the control of the United Nations, caused the Dutch finally willing to sit together in the negotiating table with Indonesia and recognize the independence of Indonesia. On March 1, 1992, Bosnia and Herzegovina declares its independence from Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. Since its 1992 independence and the 1995 constitutional framework of the Dayton Agreement, Bosnia and Herzegovina has followed a path of state building while remaining under final international supervision through the figure of the High Representative for Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a confederation of two entities, the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the Republic Srpska, as well as the District of Brejko. Each of the entities has its own constitution and extensive legislative power. On March 1, 1999, massive demonstration in Korea
to fight against the Japanese occupation. March the First Movement was known as Men's Demonstration or Samil Movement, was the initial movement of the Korean people in the fighting for independence from Japanese colonial rule. The movement occurred on March the 1st, 1999, in which millions of Koreans across the country held a rally peacefully. In this movement, the incident occurred. About 7,000 people were killed by Japanese police and soldiers. We conclude with the last event. The United States committed nuclear tests in the Pacific Ocean on March the 1st, 1954. Nuclear test is an experiment by using nuclear weapons to review the truth's destructive power. The nuclear test also became the national strength show. On March the 1st, 1954, the U.S. conducted nuclear test at Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. Measuring 15 megaton hydrogen bomb was exploded at Bikini Atoll, the explosion causing the worst radioactive contamination. Listeners, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back to Voice Green. Today we'll take you to discuss about Indonesia starts to clean the sea in Bali. Indonesia, along with the United Nations Environment Program UNEP, began the cleaning campaign of sea plastic waste in Nusa Dua, Bali on Thursday, February 23. The movement proved the Indonesian government's strong determination to mitigate plastic waste up to 70% in 2025. The government's movement is implemented by organizing national action to overcome the sea plastic waste. This was said by Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan in Nusa Dua, Bali on Thursday when launching the National Action Plan. The National Action Plan contained some strategies and concrete plan in the land, coastal area, and sea. The program is part of the global campaign for sea cleaning. Minister Luhut Panjaitan asserted the government will give some costs in implementing the strategy to $1 billion per year. Minister Luhut moreover said, the financial support will give a significant contribution in realizing the Indonesia's national waste-free program. According to Minister Luhut, the financial support will make a significant contribution in realizing Indonesia's free of garbage national program. The minister explained, marine plastic waste has threatened the life of fish, mammals, seabirds, and coral reefs in the world. Moreover, the marine plastic waste has flooded the beautiful beaches, tourism destinations, and remote islands. Those who are affected by negative economic impacts are local residents, because tourists will not come back to visit the places with full of plastic waste. Minister Luhut said, Indonesia has succeeded to fight against fish poachers and armed pirates. Now the government is ready to face the challenge of marine plastic waste. The launching of the program was attended by Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, and Director of the United Nations Environment Program, Eric Solem. This event is also part of the agenda of the World Ocean Summit 2017, which took place in Bali, February 22nd to 24, 2017, and was opened by Vice President Yusuf Kalla. Earlier at the meeting between the Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, with the European Union Commissioner for the Environment, Maritime and Fishery, Carmen Novella, on Wednesday, February 22nd, Indonesia agreed to host the World Ocean Summit in 2018. The two sides, Indonesia and the European Union, will discuss matters related to the management of the sea, ranging from the economic to the environmental impact in the marine sector, as well as to illegal fishing. That was the Voice Green.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud at the Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport in Jakarta Wednesday. Based on Antara's observation at the airport, the King aircraft landed at approximately 12:45 p.m. local time. After greeting the King, President Joko Widodo then got into his car and headed for the Bogor Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java. King Salman and the President boarded separate cars. As the biggest population country in the Southeast Asia with a Muslim majority population, Indonesia has a strategic role in the international community. For France, that is part of European Union society, Indonesia plays an important role in the continuity of regional security. As the largest and most influential state in Southeast Asia, Indonesia plays an important role in the region. Therefore, France held a diplomatic mission to increase cooperation in many sectors with Indonesia. In a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, the French Foreign Affairs Minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, said that his visit is to make preparation for the French president's state visit to Indonesia in the near future. President Joko Widodo reminds the expiration of the tax amnesty policy on March 31, 2017. In the final stage of socialization titled Farewell Tax Amnesty in Jakarta Tuesday, President Joko Widodo said there is still time for 1 month to people who have not participated in the program. At the limited cabinet meeting in Jakarta Tuesday, President Joko Widodo stressed the importance of maintaining the economic growth in Central Java by developing industry and agriculture. The president called on ministers also to pay attention to the development of transportation. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi met her French counterpart, Jean-Marc Ayrault, in Jakarta on Tuesday. In a joint press conference after the meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi said the visit of the French foreign minister is aimed at preparing the visit of the French president François Hollande at the end of this month. French Institute in Indonesia held an architecture exhibition themed A Vision for the Sensual City, designed by French architect Jacques Ferrier at Noble House, Jakarta on February 28, 2017. The exhibition was opened by French Foreign Affairs and International Development Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Senyum Hill in Batam. Stay tuned. Listeners, Batam is a city on Kepulauan Riau province. Besides, the city is called as industrial and trade city, Batam is also mentioned as tourism city because the city has many tourism destinations. At the city, there are many beautiful beaches such as Nongsa, Melur, Sekilak, and many others. Besides the beach, Batam also has natural scenery. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Senyum Hill. Listeners, listeners, Senyum Hill is located at Uncang Bay, Batu Aji, Batam City, Kepulauan Riau Province. The tourism spot is quite easy to be accessed because the spot is at surrounding city and offers beautiful scenery. From the hill, you can see Singapore, the traffic jam, pass over and over again of ship from Singapore to Batam or vice versa. Because of its location, which is on the highland, you can also enjoy the beauty of scenery during sunrise and sunset. Listeners, to enjoy the scenery on Senyum Hill, this can be held at noon or night. The beauty of sparkling of Batam City, which is lit by city's lights from the highland and push shining stars, also decorate the beauty of the city. Besides, the scenery of Singapore is also beautiful, starting from lights on the buildings and the passing airplanes at Changi Airport can be seen clearly from the hill. Listeners, the scenery on Senyum Hill will be seen more amazingly when New Year celebration. Most of Batam people will gather on Senyum Hill to see the beauty of fireworks, which are burned by Singapore's people. Around the hill, you can easily find various kinds of restaurants, but there is no lodging, so you are necessary to find lodging, which is quite far from the spot. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Senyum Hill in Batam. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Menanyakan Pasar Tradisional, which in English means asking for traditional market. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Menanyakan. Menanyakan in English, to ask. Pasar tradisional. Pasar tradisional. In English, traditional market. Permisi. Permisi. Excuse me. Tuan. Tuan. Mister. Di sebelah sana. Di sebelah sana. Over there. Masih jauh. Masih jauh. Still far. Berapa lama? Berapa lama? How long? Waktu yang diperlukan. Waktu yang diperlukan. The required time. Kira-kira, kira-kira, in English, about, 20 menit, 20 menit, 20 minutes, bis Transjakarta, bis Transjakarta, Transjakarta bus, turun, turun, to stop, halte bis, halte bis, bus shelter. Sebelah kiri. Sebelah kiri. The left. Menggunakan. Menggunakan. To use. 50 meter, 50 meters. Belok kiri, to turn left. Lokasi, in English, location. Terima kasih, thank you. Bantuan, assistance or help. Terima kasih kembali, in English, you're welcome. Senang, happy or glad. Membantu, to help. Anda, you. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Menanyakan Pasar Tradisional, or in English means asking the traditional market. The conversation is between A. Danu and B. Hari. A. Danu, permisi tuan, saya mencari pasar tradisional. Permisi tuan, saya mencari pasar tradisional. In English, excuse me sir, I want to look for a traditional market. B. Hari, pasar tradisional di sebelah sana. Pasar tradisional di sebelah sana. In English, traditional market, it is over there. A. Danu, apakah lokasinya jauh? In English, is its location far? B. Hari, iya agak jauh. Yes, it is quite far. A. Danu, berapa lama waktu yang diperlukan? In English, how long does it take? B. Hari, kira-kira 20 menit. In English, about 20 minutes. Anda naik bus Transjakarta saja. In English, you are better to go there by Transjakarta bus. Kemudian turun di halte karet. Then you have to stop at karet shelter. Di sebelah kiri ada jalan, gunakan jalan tersebut. Di sebelah kiri ada jalan, gunakan jalan tersebut. There is a road on the left. You should use the road. Setelah 50 meter, Anda belok kiri. After 50 meters walk, you turn left. Disitulah pasar tradisionalnya. That is the location of traditional market. A. Danu, Terima kasih atas bantuannya. In English, thank you for help. B. Hari, terima kasih kembali. Senang dapat membantu Anda. In English, you're welcome. I'm glad to help you. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. And we'll see you again next week with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you again and sampai jumpa. Music Corner.
presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Harnita, in the regular music corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Marshanda. The Minang-blooded woman was born and raised in an odd and wealthy family. Her profession as a film artist began by chance. At that time, Marshanda, which is also called Caca, accompanied her aunt, a famous model at the time, Cynthia Yusuf. The opportunity has widely opened the opportunity for Caca's career in the entertainment world. The eldest of the three siblings became a commercial figure for advertisement in 1991 and continues to be the star of TV series or cinema electronic or sinetron since 2001. Successfully at some TV series has opened the opportunity for the beautiful young Marshanda, who was born in Jakarta in 1992, to become a top Indonesian singer. Some of her songs have been chosen as the soundtrack of the sinetron she played. Well, listener, let's listen to the coming song entitled Kisah Sedih di Hari Minggu by Marshanda. Listener, you have just listened to the song entitled Kisah Sedih di Hari Minggu by Marchanda. One song which becomes Sinetron soundtrack sung by Marchanda suggests Kisah Kasih di Sekolah, successfully as a TV series player and singer, opened many opportunities for Marchanda to play in a big screen movie, which are among others Petualangan 100 Jam, Kalau Cinta Jangan Cengeng, and Pilihan Hidup. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Bidadari by Marchanda. Still with us in the regular music corner, which presents some songs of Marchanda. Marchanda or Chacha is one of the artists who decided too young to be married. In the age of 22, she decided to get married and blessed with a daughter. Unfortunately, the marriage did not last. Her career then is not as bright as in the past. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Manis dan Sayang by Marchanda. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Di suatu hari tanpa sengaja kita bertemu. Aku yang pernah terluka kembali mengenal cinta. Hati ini kembali temukan senyum yang hilang. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Jauh waktu berjalan kita lalui bersama. Betapa di setiap hari ku jatuh cinta padanya. Dicintai oleh dia ku merasa sempurna. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Hanya padanya, untuk dia.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Spending all my time lying down here by your side. We will never be apart. And if I could, I'd love you more. I can't explain how I adore to look upon this precious work of art. 'Cause I've been searching for a long time and traveled so far. When I found you, I was home again. I've been so
searching for a long time and travel so far. When I found you, I was home again. 'Cause you,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.